allowing people who break our laws, who are part of an invasion of our country, to have automatic weapons in the military is so insane that you wouldn't think it would have any chance of becoming a law. And yet I sense it does. What do you think the likelihood of this happening is?
Well, I think people should look at some of the film footage from New York City and other cities in the country where large numbers of illegal migrants have been transported and set down. And these people, in many cases, are effectively rioting. They're committing acts of violence, criminality against the local population. They, of course, are effectively patted on the back, released from custody, and sent back out into the population to repeat their behavior. But if you look at some of this film footage and how upset these people are with us, because we're feeding them food that they don't like. They're complaining. They're not getting what they came for. They want different food. They want different care. They're being put in hotels, five-star hotels, $400 and $500 a night or more, and that's not good enough. And so they complain and they confront the police. What happens when you arm those people? Do they miraculously transform overnight into stalwart members of the American society and community? I doubt it.
I mean, I'll just ask you one more time. Do you think this could happen? I mean, do you think Congress is insane enough to allow this? Are there enough people with common sense or love of country to stop it? What's your guess?
Well, you're asking the question that we ask every day in our country, our choice. We think the answer is yes. There are plenty of people to stop it. The problem is Washington is donor occupied.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Donor occupied. The donors own the political figures. So what do the donors want? You've heard the expression, donors win elections, not voters. Well, if the voter isn't winning the election and the donor is winning it, are these policies not a function of the people delivering huge quantities of cash to the Hill, whether they're part of the pharmaceutical industry, a foreign lobby, or a defense lobby or something else? So who are the people in Washington responding to? They're not responding to me. I don't think they're responding to you. And I don't think most Americans feel that they're responsive at all. So the problem is not, do we have Americans who care? Of course we do. We have millions of them. We're not alone, but we're not in power, Tucker. That's the problem.
Doug McGregor, thank you so much for your time today. That was bracing.
Sure. Thank you, Tucker.
Doug McGregor, CEO of Our Country, Our Choice.